Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
I want to be your friend.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Sometimes you got to go back to go forward.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, but yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hot diggity dog.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program, Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Subscribe to 98.5 The Sports Hub. Keep young Nicholas employed. Join the 100 and change that do that every morning.
Speaking of that, there was online last night, not much longer after the game was over, I guess there is a camera. I mean, I know during the broadcast they go to it every once in a while, but I guess they have one running through the entire broadcast of Jack Edwards. It's like the Jack Edwards cam.
Yes.
And they released a video of his final call, obviously the game winner. And at the end of the call, did you see this, John?
Yep.
At the end of the call, Fred, he pulls a total Sarge. So the camera's nowhere near, like he's looking straight ahead and the camera's to his left. And he goes, the Bruins win 3-2. And he points at the camera like this.
Oh,
like,
he knows where it is.
I
it looks like someone's stealing from me.
I watched it this morning and, like, you know, whatever. Him making the call. Listen, I actually like Jack Edwards on a lot of these calls. There's people for some reason who like have a visceral hatred of Jack Edwards.
No, I don't have a visceral hatred, but it's not for some reason people don't like him.
I mean, he's a spaz, sure. But I don't mind. But that moment, it was like everything was going fine. I was like, you know, the Bruins, when he said something, I don't know, Samsonov fell asleep and Craig Smith hit the alarm clock or something like that. And then he goes, the Bruins win 3-2. And he goes, yeah, and points right at the camera and goes, what's up?
The best part was Brickley has it completely numbed to all of this because that wasn't the only thing he did.
That's right.
There's a glass divider between the two of them upstairs. And Jack does a little point, and then he turns around and pounds the glass. He goes, boom, next to him, and Brickley doesn't even flinch.
As if Brickley didn't see it. He's like, hey, Brick, did you see that?
No.
The game-winning goal?
No, he's like, pounds the glass afterwards. Bruins win! And Brick's like staring into the distance.
Well, Brick has got, he's got to talk to the people in the truck. He's got to break down the play. He's got to know where the replays are. He's got to know where they're going.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
I contend Brickley's job is more difficult. I was thinking about that last night because there'll be 5 minutes of play. Like, the Bruins were on a power play, and then the power play ended, and there was, like, 3 minutes of play afterwards. And when, as soon as the it stops, Brick goes, all right, now we're going to go back to the power play and, like, watch what happened. So the whole time, Brick's got to be talking to the truck and figuring out what they're going to discuss and, yeah, and doing all that. So last night, it finally occurred to me that Brick's job is harder.
Yeah, because they got to whisper to him real quick. Replay of the, you know, the turnover.
Or he's got to tell them, like, I saw this and I want this camera angle on it. I want you to be sure to focus on this. So for some reason, when that happened, like when Brick, because it's a playoff game, there's a lot of stuff happening and it's going real quick. And then that Brick knows, all right, when as soon as play stops, you know, but he also has to be cognizant of what's going on right while it's happening. That they're going to go right back to this, and it's going to be this angle, and he's going to talk about this, and yeah, that's so. I'm sure Jack's spazzing all around, and Jack has time to be worried about the camera next to him. Yeah, and Brick's like, dude, I'm trying to, like, I got to be talking to the truck and figure out how we're going to talk about this. Like, well, you're worried about the camera next to you.
Well, that's why when we had Gorman on yesterday, you know, we were talking about Marv Albert and how he just had that really out of nowhere awful game. And I've never heard Marv Albert be anything less than very good. You know, I mean, like, he might miss a name every once in a while, but I mean, he was sloppy the other day. And Gorman was talking about how, you know, when you're not actually at the arena, the way Gorman for, you know, the majority of the end of last season, obviously with the bubble, and then the beginning of this season, you have to, the people who are doing the camera work and the replays and everything don't work for NBC Sports Boston. Mm-hmm. They were people who were there that the NBA just hired. So you just have to hope that they are going to see the thing and replay the thing that you want to talk about.
It's much harder.
Way harder, because you're flying blind, essentially, and just commenting on what they choose to put in front of you.
Look at the playoff games. I mean, when the games were in Washington, it was the reporter from Washington talking to a Washington player on the bench in between periods.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They didn't even have the opportunity to talk to a Bruin or ask any of the questions, so they're just playing that. But, yeah, so I can only imagine Brickley. He loves that class. He's got to love that class because he's trying to, he's talking to everyone under the sun trying to figure out what's going on. And then Jack's like,
that's true. And then Jack, like, cuffing him on the shoulder. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah. And now I got to do other stuff. Like, now I don't have to worry about the camera next to me so I can point at it and go,
It was just so fantastic because I was watching it. And, like, everything was fine, and it was total Jack Edwards, and it was, you know, oozing with Jack Edwards cheese. But then it was just, all right, get ready to get them chills. And, and he just, like, it pauses. And it, like, see, the video, when it stops, like, for some reason on my computer, it didn't, like, loop over and just, like, start playing again. So it paused with him, like, pointing right at it. And it was
how many times did he go, man on the people before the game? And he's like, you know, walking through North Station, you could tell there was a vibe.
Oh, no. I missed that. Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
And if he takes the train, he's on that train for a while with many, many connections because he lives up in New Hampshire. So I'm not positive how he's taking a train to the game.
Maybe it's cheap. He parks in the suburbs and rides in.
Okay. That seems like an odd way to
drives
do things.
Drives down to Methuen. Stops.
One of our listeners just sent us a screen cap of it. Of him.
Yeah, and look what Brick's doing.
He's got his back to him.
Yeah, and he's watching the replay and trying to figure out what he's got to, what analysis he's got to do. And Jack is just like,
It was just perfect.
What if Jack shows up to the next game with a bunch of wrestling belts and starts doing the Revolution games?
By the way, since we're talking about it, Mike Riley, the Bruins defenseman, had an opportunity in overtime. He skated in by himself.
Did an opportunity all game to suck.
Yeah, but that one time where he skated in from the left side and had a wide open shot, I couldn't help thinking, God, I hope he scores here. It'd be great for us. That's the only thing I thought of while he had the puck. Oh.
Yeah, that was...
the more reason for Mike Riley to start calling himself Sarge again.
I know.
Our own Mike Riley. Mm-hmm. He seems to have ditched Sarge, which I contend John from Vegas has worn it out of him.
He's like, ruined the name. The only hint of Sarge that is left is his handle on Twitter, at Sarge985, mm-hmm. because it says Mike Riley now, Inside the Ropes podcast mm-hmm. that he and Jay Stu do, where they talk about the zombie lumberjack match. although I actually saw Jay Stu tweeting about this. Like, someone asked him, was like, why didn't you comment on the zombie lumberjack match? And he was like, I don't like those half movie promo crossovers. That's not real wrestling.
A lot of wrestling fans didn't like it at all.
Tons.
Well, in between periods, we'll talk extensively about the Bruins today, but in between periods, I was watching this thing that Vice had about, it was said the worst idea in wrestling history. And right in the Attitude Era, first of all, they were showing like wrestlers that right before the Attitude Era, how bad it was. And they had a wrestler called like the Manator. And the guy was talking, he's like, I'm watching him go in the ring. And I'm like, there's no way he's going to get his head in the ring. And sure enough, he couldn't get into the ring.
like he was just too fat?
No, he had a big Minotaur head.
He couldn't fit through the ropes.
Oh, yeah, like, and so he goes, I had this idea that they'd really fight, that these guys would really fight. And he hated this one wrestler who thought he was a tough guy. So they had 15 dudes, and they had them really fight each other in the ring, like not scripted, and like you hit, you wore gloves, whoa, and you hit. And it was like this massive disaster where all these dudes got hurt, and like guys they were trying, this guy that they thought was going to take on Stone Cold, he was this four-time All-American at Oklahoma, and he ended up ripping up his knees and like could never wrestle again. And oh boy, the mistakes. Oh, but
I'd like to actually see that. So how many people? It's like you said, like 15 people?
Yeah, it was a tournament, and it was 15 people, lesser wrestlers, needed the heat.
Are they punching each other, like, in the face
yes.
and stuff? Oh,
yes.
My God.
They were one-minute rounds. Like, it was, but the referees didn't know how to ref it, because they had never refereed anything like that before.
Yeah.
And the rules were kind of, they didn't know. So you could have a takedown, but you couldn't, like, tackle a guy, and there was a bunch of stuff there. And all that happened is the people ended up getting hurt, and the dudes that were, like, the worst at it that no one thought would win, like, ended up doing well. And so I never knew they did that.
Billy just said it was called Brawl for All.
No.
Okay.
No, it was called something else. Brawl something, but not Brawl for All.
Okay.
It was called something else, but it was, you know, once a night we're going to have these fights where they really fight.
Oh, so people are saying, at least on Twitter, they're saying that it was called Brawl for All, but it might not be the same thing you're talking about, but the winner ended up fighting Butterbean for real and then got their ass kicked. Imagine that being your prize.
No, this
is a fight. Butterbean.
No, the prize for this was you fought Stone Cold. You wrestled Stone Cold.
Oh, okay. All right. Then this was Butterbean preceded Stone Cold by a decent amount.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. This was the thing for this was it was lesser known wrestlers. You got $10,000 to do it, and then much, much more if you won. And then you got a shot at Stone Cold Steve Austin at the end of it.
Oh my!
Like in a wrestle, like a fake wrestling match. And so, it wasn't called Brawl for All. It was before. It was in the. It was like 96, 97 when they did this.
Because the Attitude Era was right around 2000, I believe.
This was Attitude Era, so it was like Attitude Era certainly was going on in 99 because I was in Atlanta yeah. and there was this dude that was obsessed with it, and that was the only time since I was a kid I watched wrestling because it's when they were Fabulous Moolah and then that other chick had the baby with John Henry, which was just a hand.
Well, we worked with a guy who like was a ring person for WCW.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, well, WCW was like the clean one.
Yeah. They were the one that, right. And it was almost like as an answer to, you can go watch your kids wrestling over here. We're going to have Miss Hancock and Major Guns come out
yes.
here. And that was also the birth of The Rock during that era. As you said, Stone Cold.
So, okay. So one of the guys that did well that they didn't think was this like pimp dude who was, every time he was like, he would just get high before all the matches and he had all these like chicks and he ended up like doing well. But if you watch it, it's pretty interesting, but there's a guy named Puke. Do you remember Puke, Billy Lanny?
Puke is dead now. Yep.
Okay, yeah, he probably...
Puke was featured in that...
I was just going to say...
Beyond the Mat documentary,
yes,
the one with Jake the Snake.
He walks into the office and they're pitching names, and Vince McMahon looks at the guy and says, no, your name is Puke.
Yeah.
So this guy like works his whole life to finally get into wrestling, and he has the meeting with Vince McMahon,
right on,
and he's thinking, this is great, and he goes, all right, here's what we're going to call you. You're Puke.
Okay, so...
he's like, okay.
So this guy was another like big-time college football player. And they have one of the dudes talking about it, and he's like, Vince loves, like, poo and pee and, like, throw up. Mm-hmm. Like, he just loves it. And so they bring this guy in, and Vince isn't overly, like, impressed with him. And the guy goes, well, I throw up all the time. And in games, if you were close to me, I'd throw up in your face. All of a sudden, Vince's face lights up.
Yep.
He just couldn't be more excited. And then so Vince starts yelling, and now he's puking. And this poor guy's sitting there trying to puke, like, on his desk.
Oh, yeah. That was his thing, is he could puke on command. That's the name they gave him. And I think that it was funny, because the last time I talked about him, a bunch of our listeners was like, I guess Puke ended up dying.
One of these dudes is a quadriplegic. At least he was in this documentary I watched. Bobby, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Fred? Puke, he's the quadriplegic. He's still alive.
Okay, yeah.
So, Dr. Death Steve Williams, he was the one from Oklahoma.
Yes.
If he won it and it was meant for him to win it, he was going to have a run with Stone Cold.
Okay.
But Hard Gunn ended up winning it. He fought Butterbean with Pazienza as a special referee.
Oh.
Pazienza said after the fight, he said, I've been in boxing for 30 years. I've never seen someone knocked out like that before. I thought he was dead.
Okay, because it's funny because the game started again. I didn't get to the end of it. So it really was a cluster F. So they didn't even finish what they started.
It was awful. And the worst thing, that guy won it. And then they didn't know what to do with him because he wasn't supposed to win it. So they had him do nothing. Then he got crushed at WrestleMania against Butterbean. And then they just released him. He was gone.
Yeah, okay. All right, so good, because that explains the end of it, because it must have been really a colossal F-up, because they thought, the idea behind it was, in the beginning, you were going to, and it was Jim Ross's guy was the guy that lost. And so the idea was you were going to fight Stone Cold Steve Austin. Okay, so he did fight Butterbean, but... I didn't see. I started watching the Bruins game again, but
and by the way, you're absolutely right. Puke, he did not die, but he's paralyzed.
Yeah, he's a quadriplegic.
Ugh.
And so, but it's funny, he's watching this fight that he thinks he won in that tournament, and he's getting all pissed off watching it. All right, anyway, so I thought it was interesting, but
that's the Dark Side of the Ring, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I've been wanting to watch that.
It's just on YouTube, just on YouTube. All right, because I mean, sometimes these Bruin games, I mean, when it's scoreless through all this time, I mean, I'm like, oh my god, all right, I need some distraction.
You set the timer on your phone during the intermission.
I need some distraction. All right, we will talk about the Bruins. We'll talk about it a lot today. We have Judge Surratt coming on. We got recaps, Brookline 911, Danny Ainge, lots and lots of stuff coming up. We will talk about all of it on the way.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Today.
Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Everything's slow. Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recap me what you missed. It's Tusher and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. All right. Last night, not good, but at the end, very good. Mm-hmm. Not good all game, and then very good.
Well, of course, it went to overtime twice.
Right corner, Krejci digging away. And the Caps get to it, but can't control it. Drilled back in by Miller. Back of the net, Samsonov stops it. Getting there is Smith. Wrap around. He scores!
And then Jack Edwards looked at the camera and went,
"Aha!" Uh-huh. Yeah, Surratt's better than Edwards. So, okay, I was hesitant to even bring this up on the air today because I might be on the moon and everyone's going to go, "Fred, you're an idiot." It seemed to me last night both teams were moving molasses. It seemed to me that the whole game there was no spark. There was no that the teams. I don't know if they were fatigued. I don't know what it was. Both goalies played exceptionally well. I mean, Rass did everything that was asked of him. I don't think he could have saved either of those goals.
I didn't get a feeling that they were slow, but there's not a moment where I'm like, dude, well, this is some fat.
There was no flow to it. It was very choppy.
There was no flow, and I didn't. And there was you couldn't tell the athleticism of any of these guys. It was so tight. Yeah. And slow.
That I think was more of it. And the Bruins struggled with it more than the Capitals did in the neutral zone, especially. Well, there wasn't a lot of daylight.
I mean, the third period was a disaster,
especially the last 5 minutes. It was really bad.
Disaster.
Yep.
I mean, if they play like that. And by the way, what four leaf clover are the Capitals sleeping under with these goaltenders?
I got to figure out what's happening here, because it was a surprise to, I think, everyone when about an hour before the game, the Jaff man of all people breaking news that Samsonov was going to be the starter in net instead of Craig Anderson. Now, they're saying that Anderson had a body maintenance day. Is that just they wanted to rest him, or is the dude injured?
No, I heard
injury yesterday as well, and I'm like,
it's not like they're playing a back to back.
No, I don't.
Like,
I think
why did they do that?
Because
Anderson has been good.
They made the right decision.
You want to talk about a horseshoe up their ass? The fact that guy was able to play well with almost no time.
That's what I said.
Season.
I said, yeah. What is with this goaltending they're getting,
dude? That was a massive f up that lost them the game by Samsonov.
If they had sent Anderson back out there, they knew it would have been worse.
In double overtime, he made a mistake. But other than that,
it was a bad mistake though.
He stopped the 5-on-3. He stopped the power play after that. They had pucks in on him. He was very good all game.
First game back from COVID. I mean, you got to give him credit. He did play well last night.
I thought he played great.
I just don't know why they put him in. It seems like Anderson was playing well enough to continue.
Well, I mean, if they list it as a body maintenance issue, either A, he's just exhausted after not playing as much, but I think in the playoffs you throw that out the window. I think they realized that they got about as much as they could get out of a 39, soon to be 40-year-old goaltender. They'll take the performance they got from him, even though it was a loss in game two, and like, okay, this is it. The Bruins are going to be more aggressive. We need a guy who's younger that knows that that can play better. And
well, Anderson wasn't supposed to play.
Yeah, Samsonov was a much better goaltender than Anderson.
Oh, he was 100 times better. I mean, he was fantastic all night.
I think that was a good move by Laviolette.
That's why I said that they had a four-leaf clover, sleeping on a four-leaf clover. I mean, this guy, I mean, listen, he made a mistake in double overtime, whatever. But he was fantastic all night. They couldn't get anything past him. I mean, look at the goals they scored. The Hall goal is like,
The Hall one was just, that was, I mean, this one was.
Eats it around to the far side. Wilson couldn't get the puck off the cage, or tried to pull it off the wall, and it bounces near circle. Fed out in front. Hall with a shot. He scores! Taylor Hall spawning, lifted it inside the near post.
Okay, so. That's a magic trick goal. And then the other goal he allowed was Marchand on a bounce that he knocked out of the air.
That was Krejci to McAvoy to Patrice to Marchand,
no, good,
I believe.
Good puck movement. Like, and Marchand on the power play, standing there on the post. But that wasn't one where he had time to settle it. I mean, he baseball swung that thing into the net.
After he had missed an empty net right before that. But he couldn't kick the puck back onto his skate, and he had a whole empty net there.
And then it allowed the guy to slide over and block.
But I mean, yeah. I mean, if they lose that game last night, I mean, you look back to the 5-on-3 power play and all those chances they had, and they couldn't get anything past them.
You look back to Marchand, who has been wildly up and down. It's been the series now where he's bailed himself out.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Marchand now two games in a row, and this time it wasn't even funny. He's standing right in front of an official who's separating him and someone else, and it doesn't matter who the other guy is. And he takes his stick right in front of the official and just starts poking the other guy in the face. They're alone. They're about the half wall, and he's just poking him in the face with his stick. And he gets an unsportsmanlike conduct. And then they trot Ovechkin out onto the ice. Like, what are you doing? Wait, what's the end game? What is the end game for that?
I just thought we were past that with him.
So did I.
Well, but the thing is that he's going to agitate, fine. But the idea of the agitation is that it's going to make you do something stupid. The doing something stupid is putting your stick up into someone's face in front of an official. What's that guy going to do? Like, oh, now I've lost my mind and I might commit a penalty? Mm-hmm. You just, if anything, it evens itself out.
He spent the entire season not doing that and having one of the better seasons of his career.
If you want to try.
Now he pulls this out?
I don't love any of it, but if he wanted to try to get away with something like behind a play, or if he wanted to try to get away with something that someone's on the brink, that's fine. You don't. I've never seen anything like it. I don't know what he's doing with that. Nudging someone with his stick in their face with official touch. The official might have been touching Marchand at the time. What are you doing? That is really dumb.
He went out of his way to say after game two that Bergeron pulled him aside and reeled him back in, and he credited Bergeron for getting him focused. He scored a goal later. Mm-hmm. And then to come back out the next game and forget all about that and go right back to it?
Because I even thought the one in game two was funny because he like went around the official and was like...
Behind his head, like poked the guy in the back of the head.
But whatever. But then, and then, all right, you get one of those and it was kind of funny. But this one is... I don't get the end game. Because the best case scenario is the guy flips out and commits a penalty. Well, you just got your penalty. So if anything, you just even things out. And by the way, your power play is not as good as their power play.
Yeah, when you have the best goal scorer of this generation on the other bench who's rested and trots out on the ice, that's usually a bad mistake. Yeah. But, I mean, son of a bitch, just when you want to hate him, he comes back and evens things out.
Yeah, but sure. He evened things out.
No,
it should
I understand
have never been that,
that
way.
Of course. But looking at it as one thing after another, Jesus, you had to go and do that. Now I can't hate you anymore.
So Samsonov, I mean, he was great. I mean, the Bruins, Cassidy said that he thought that they played well last night. I don't think they played well last night. I mean, they played well shorthanded. They played well. And
until the inevitable goal,
yeah,
they gave up on the power.
How many power plays were there last night? I mean, they're going to give
five or six.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
you get eventually Ovechkin is going to score. It's just a matter of how many opportunities you give him. And the Bruins gave him so many. The Bruins did not play well for long stretches.
No.
The last 5 or 6 minutes of the third period, that was a fortunate win last night. They were the better team in overtime.
Oh, overtime they were great.
Yeah. But in the third period, they were lucky to get that to extra time.
Did you see before the game started, they were doing like the pregame skate where Chara's out there. Of all people, Chara. And two of his own teammates didn't see him and trucked him over to the point where, once again, Iron Man Chara was on the ice for like 10, 15 seconds. And like two of his teammates had to help him up.
What's funny is they didn't even truck him. First of all, when does he fall? Like, you never see Chara fall. They like tripped him. And his helmet fell off, and no humor, no smile from Chara.
No.
He did not like that.
But I mean, he stayed down for like a good
he was pissed.
10 seconds.
He was pissed. He stayed down, in my opinion, because he was pissed off. He not a smile on the face of Chara. Not, oh, guys. Like, he was just like, no, I don't like this.
He got, like, crushed. And you're right. When do you ever see Chara, like, falling down like
that? I don't recall Chara having to get up off the ice very often.
That was very, very strange.
He doesn't move fast enough to fall.
Yeah. So, when we get back, we've got some good sound from after the game. Obviously, you've got Bruce Cassidy, very happy. Laviolette, who is obviously, you got to stick up his butt, and we'll get to that. Also, I don't know if you watched any of it after the Bruins game. I stayed up till the middle of the third quarter, but that Golden State Lakers game was just awesome.
I saw the highlights.
It was awesome. It was great.
Yeah.
And you knew what LeBron was going to do, and he did it last night.
Yep. But he was seeing threes. He couldn't see, he kept saying. But yeah, Steph Curry's playing Harlem Globetrotters basketball now. He plays like he's on the Harlem Globetrotters. He plays like he's on the MTV celebrity basketball game where they have 10-point shots. Maybe they should bring out 10-point shots. Golden State would never lose. All right, we'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
They get you going.
That's a difficult thing to get through.
Every day.
That is 4 hours of conversation.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
But obviously every game's been close. Can go either way. We got fortunate they hit a couple of pipes. That's been our story all year. We've hit a lot of pipes. So I thought in overtime those breaks balanced out. We had a lot of good looks. And then obviously got a break at the end.
Yeah, the Capitals hit an awful lot of pipes. They did. The end of that third period was a disaster for the Bruins.
Who starts in net? Do we know, have any idea who's going to be there for the Capitals?
Well, it's got to be
Samsonov is the guy.
It's got to be Samsonov.
If Vanecek somehow miraculously gets back from whatever injury, it looked like he's out for the series. It's Samsonov. That's the guy.
Yeah. There's no question.
He certainly played well enough. I mean, if there were open auditions, he's certainly the best of the three.
Yeah.
which, by the way, I'm going to call him Samsonov a million times today.
Oh, Jack. That was a big, good five-minute thing from Jack.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, look at me. I'm hacky as Jack then. Maybe I should just point at the camera right now and do this.
Smolder.
Samsonov is going to be the goalie. He did everything he had to do.
Well, this
Rask
is...
Rask got very lucky last night. A lot of posts. But... The Bruins guy, I shouldn't say Rask, the Bruins got very, very lucky.
You're talking about the one where they couldn't clear the puck and then the Capitals went off for a change and still had time for the new line to come out and control the puck before it went over the blue line?
The time they couldn't clear the puck and it hit a post?
The time they were bottled up in the neutral zone?
Yeah, that time. Yeah. The time they couldn't clear the neutral zone and it came right back, yes. That time. Yeah. That 15 times that happened. Which is two games in a row that in the third period they've fallen apart. There was in the third period in game two, they had the two penalty kills that they succeeded. However, I mean, white knuckle penalty kills where they couldn't clear the puck. And then they came right back out and held the puck and scored the Capitals. And then last night, I mean, it's the same thing. And what the Bruins did well, they killed penalties well. What they did poorly is the Carlo Sarge line, the defensive pairing was atrocious. We're going to talk to DeBrus today. Their third line was bad. Their third line in that third period, John, you saw it. They couldn't get off the ice. I mean, they couldn't get off the ice. They just, I knew they were going to score. The third line couldn't get off the ice. They just they couldn't clear the puck. And then they'd clear the puck a little bit, and then they still couldn't get off the ice because the Capitals would get possession and just start coming right back. I mean, they must have been on the ice for a minute. Bad. Very fortunate to win that game.
Did you hear Cassidy? I don't have the clip with me, but did you hear Cassidy, who was after the game, fairly BS about Pasternak not getting that penalty at the very end where he slammed into the boards? He was completely BS. And I mean, I agree with him, but I mean, it was one of those things where I was like, all right, well, he probably should have gotten the penalty shot on that, but still, he was like, Cassidy was pissed.
See, I didn't looking at that first time. You talking about the break in where he tried to
Smacked into the boards.
Well, yeah, but he tried to go five hole. He had a partial break in, and he tried to wrong foot the goaltender and put it between his legs.
The one where Oshie he hooked him, and then he slid. It was in overtime.
Remembering this,
yeah, in overtime, where Pasternak nailed the boards.
No, I remember that. He was slow getting up, but that was on the partial break-in. Maybe we're talking about the same thing, but I don't remember thinking, wow, Bruins got hosed there. I remember, wow, how come Pasternak wasn't able to finish that off?
Yeah, Cassidy was pissed off about that, yeah, afterwards. He said, absolutely, that's a penalty you absolutely must call. So a lot of people think they got screwed by that. Not as bad as the refs apparently screwed Golden State last night. If you follow the Bankroll Boys, that was a wrangle.
There was a clear wrangle in the fourth quarter.
Clear wrangle
to get the Lakers across the finish line last night.
Yeah. Yes. By the way, speaking of the Bruins game, we will have Judd Surratt on with us at 8:20. Your radio voice, the Bruins, and I promise you, he does not point into the camera at the end of his call.
Oh, we don't know. I mean, there's no camera on him when he calls the game. Maybe if there was a camera on him, he would point.
That is a decent point. But speaking of points,
they get it to Caldwell Pope. Almost lost it. Shot clock at 7. James, two defenders on him. To Caldwell Pope inside. He's tied up by Green. Throws it back up top. James puts up the three. Oh, it's gone! LeBron James from downtown as the shot clock expires. A desperation heave, and the Lakers are up 3.
So that means the Lakers are just as good as the Celtics, both in seventh in their respective conferences, and so they will be moving on. Who are they playing in the
Phoenix.
First round? Phoenix. Yeah, Lakers will win that.
Well, no, that was the thing. Joe Murray sat in here last week during the Bankroll Boys segment. Is anyone out there believe that the Lakers won't beat Phoenix in the first round? The Lakers have basically kind of sat around and waited. Okay, LeBron, you have a high ankle sprain. Why don't you go miss about 30 games? Anthony Davis, you have a variety of injuries. Why don't you sit for a couple of months? We played longer than just about anybody else. We were still playing at the end of September, and then we were forced to start again in December, cutting our offseason in half. So let's just, you guys take most of the season off, and when we'll just manage it, we'll get to the playoffs, and then everyone will be full strength, and here we go.
Yep. And then after the game, LeBron James said, hey, you know what? I'm really good.
When I was asked about it, I told you how I felt. You guys asked me a few days ago how I feel, and I said I'm ready to go. I said later, you know, where the chips lay where they may, you know. And so, you know, I showed up, and we showed up, and we was ready to play.
I showed up. Oh, yeah, we showed up.
I just remember that. Oh, I'm on a team. That's right.
This is going to come back to haunt me. So there you go. They have it was an excellent game, made it all the way to the end, 103 to 100, I believe, was the final score.
Yes.
And
nobody scored in the last minute, by the way.
Yeah. And
that jumper, that heave by LeBron was with like 58 seconds left, and nobody scored after that.
And like, it was every call was against Golden State near the end there. And, of course, it was just wrangle.
Yeah.
You see the old bad phone. The commissioner wants the Lakers in. They can't have a postseason without LeBron James.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they definitely want the Lakers. There's no question about it.
And they just released the Celtics schedule for their seven games against Brooklyn. Or...
They only have the first four.
Yeah, see,
only the first four so far.
I have the dates.
Oh, you have five, six, and seven.
Yep,
there?
I have
better man than I.
Dates, yes. No times. So as of right now, you've got, of course, this Saturday game one, and then it goes Tuesday for game two, and then Friday will be game three when you can go. And this is the crazy thing about this. So if the TD Garden indeed opens it up 100% on the 29th, you're going to have Friday's game with 25% fans, and then Sunday's game will be 100% fans.
I have the times for the first four games here.
Yeah.
So we have obviously it's Saturday. Saturday at 8, Tuesday in Brooklyn 7:30, and then you have to wait till a week from tomorrow, Friday the 28th at 8:30, and then Sunday night the 30th at 7.
But then it goes every other day. So yes. You've got Sunday and then the final three games Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So it's not as bad as it could have been. But that whole Tuesday to Friday wait between
final
games
three
two
games,
and three.
I mean, all right. But the...
which they're going to play every single one of them.
I just hope the Celtics fans, when they have the full house for game four, when the sweep is going on, start the MVP chants for Tatum and get him next year, guys. I wonder if there'll be a big round of applause, a standing ovation for the team as they walk off the floor and saying... That was neat.
No, they're all going
to
say.
If you can say anything to the Boston Celtics, what would it be?
I'd say, hey, who knows?
Who knows? I mean, it's absolutely true. Who in the hell knows?
I don't know who knows.
All right. We will be back in just a moment, coming up at 7 o'clock. Real calls to the Brookline Police Department.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Insiders.
Mr. Jaffe, hello, sir.
Insiders.
Maybe you know something. I doubt it.
No, I don't know anything.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Okay, Xanadude. What's going on, Xanadude?
The playoffs are here. We got people in the building. The Bruins had a double OT victory. Life is good.
When do you have to start teaching?
In about a half hour. So I'm good to go right now, yelling, screaming, on my way to work and loving getting on the air. I love the airtime you give because every minute I'm on air is just a little bit more. We can get the crowd pumped for Friday night's victory going up 3-1 in the series. Yes, I'm confident.
You were saying that apparently the security down there was giving you crap too, like they gave Nick the other day when he was doing recaps, right?
They seem to be on a power trip right now. They're all about it. They're like, no, you can't do this. You can't do this. And I was like, sidewalk here. They were giving Nick crap. They're giving me. But I figured out where to stand to just go, you know what? Go away. I'm waving a flag. I'm waving a flag celebrating the Bruins. What is your problem? Just be happy your team won.
With all the bars closed, where are you keeping your rollerblades during the game now?
I got some secret spots in the TD Garden. I'm not sharing where they are, but I got a nice, secure place to keep my stuff. So I can have ready to go right after the game because I want that flag out there because I want to get that crowd pumped. When they finish a game and the Bruins win, one thing I want them to see is me out there rollerblading around with a flag, making their evening just that little bit better.
Are you in person teaching now?
I am not in person. I'm driving. I just said I was driving to work.
No, are you in person teaching? Are you teaching?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. I was going
to
say.
Yeah, we're back to full in-person remote teaching. I wear that jersey. It says, Zeta do it every day. My students get used to it by now.
All right. Well, they know that
all about it.
They know they're talking to a local celebrity. Thank you, Xanadu.
The Mulder. The Mulder.
Wouldn't that be funny if he wasn't back in person? If he was just like, I just skate around the city all day, but I can't get into that classroom.
Do you think he hides his rollerblades like by the bank of the Charles? Like goes like behind the TD Garden and digs them up there? Like there's some hole he's got behind all of that?
I don't know. No. He says around the TD Garden. He says that. Why are you not allowed to wear rollerblades in TD Garden?
Oh, you can't bring rollerblades into the TD Garden.
It's not like they're a weapon.
People.
Well, not if you're Xanadude. I mean, Xanadude's light on his feet. Xanadude, I saw Xanadude get out of here and race to the elevator and in 0 seconds flat. He got from here to the elevator to get down because he had to get it. He was in studio and he had to get the class.
Mm-hmm.
So Xanadude is teaching your children if you live in whatever school district he's in.
He used to give his rollerblades to one of the bars there, and they would keep it. Someone was cool enough to keep them behind the counter for him, and then after the game he would go and pick them up. And now none of that anymore. So if you see like a hidden stash of rollerblades during a game, leave them be.
Well, you could probably get a lot of money for them. Big, used, dirty rollerblades that some dude has been driving around, flying around in all day, days on end around the neighborhood with his flag in his Michael Ryder jersey. Xanadude.
Won't change that to McAvoy.
No, he
has to be Ryder.
It's the Ryder banner he has. He has the Xanadude jersey.
Like, oh, okay.
But then he has a Ryder banner behind him, I think he puts up next, because he likes the seats right next to the wall in the upper deck.
Right.
Where his back's to the wall. All right, when we come back, real phone calls to Brookline, the worst place, certainly in New England, the worst place to live. We will have that for you. No commercials here, just ahead.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.